torrid heat has scorched much of the nation this week. On the 4th of July, Death Valley, California, suffered the highest temperature in the nation, 119 degrees. Huh, it was comparatively frigid in New York City, just 99 degrees. When it comes to keeping cool through the blistering heat of this summer, what's a body to do? Well, they know what to do in the Corona neighborhood of Queens. One purveyor of cool there is a benevolent monarch. Peter Benferrimo is the Lemon Ice King of Corona, Queens. He joins us from a shop on 108th Street, not far from Shea Stadium. Your Majesty, thanks for being with us again.
Oh, thank you so much there, my fellow subjects.
Your Majesty.
Yeah.
I mean, when the weather gets this insufferable, is that good for your business?
Oh, it's so good, yes, because everybody wants to cool off. And the way to cool off is to buy an ice and get it into your system and then buy another one, because one doesn't cool you off, you know.
Peter, for those people outside of Queens and a few other locations, is lemon ice as simple as it sounds, lemon and ice? What's the difference between lemon ice and ice cream?
Not really. You still have to put a few other ingredients, otherwise it won't freeze or it'll freeze. So you have to adjust.
And the difference between lemon ice and, let's say, sherbet or ice cream?
No, sherbet, no. You have three qualifications. Mm-hmm. You've got ice cream, which is with butter fat, you know,
milk,
butter, and so on. Mm-hmm. Then you have sherbet. Sherbet, I think, allows 5% of milk. And then you have ices, which has no dairies at all.
So, Peter, do you eat much of it yourself?
I never touch it. I see it all the time. I don't have that craving for it.
Mm. So, Your Majesty, may I ask, if you don't consume it yourself, when it gets really hot, do you have any tricks for trying to keep cool?
Yes. Yeah. Water with ice cubes in it.
Well, Your Majesty, it's been awfully nice talking to you.
Thank you so much, but you don't have to refer to me as Your Majesty.
Really?
No, not
I thought
really.
I thought we had to, just out of courtesy. Just out of courtesy.
You can call me Sovereign, that's fine.
Sovereign?
You like that, huh?
I like that, yeah.
I went through a whole bunch of gamuts, you know, Majesty, Monarch, Sovereign, the whole thing, you know. And that to me doesn't really mean anything. Because basically, it's the product I sell and how it tastes that it really matters to anybody.
Well, I feel that I've just been given a seat in the House of Lords. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you. Your Sovereignty.
Nice talking to you, too. Bye-bye.
Peter Benferrimo is the Lemon Ice King of Corona, speaking with us from his shop in Queens.